good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins WKNO each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
May 6th is National Nurses Day. This year more than ever, I think we all recognize the heroic work of the nurses in our community. I reached out to ask our nurses at Church Health for a story of a time they felt they made a difference in someone's life. Here's a story from Ellen Morris. Sandy had been seen at Church Health a couple of times over the past 10 years and did not have health insurance when she called the clinic on a Monday in April, indicating she had COVID-19 pneumonia. Her anxiety level was very high to the point of fearing she might die. Living alone and being in quarantine only added to her anxiety. She had been to the emergency room twice in the past 3 days with shortness of breath, nausea, diarrhea, and extreme fatigue. I called her daily to monitor her status, offer encouragement, and reinforce symptom treatment. We scheduled an appointment for the following week to follow up on her pneumonia. If you have an opportunity to reach out to a nurse in your life, thank them for doing the hard work of caring for all of us, especially those who are scared and frightened and need a kind touch. This is Dr. Susan Nelson from Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life, because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible on WKNO by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.